Bibles and open to the Gospel of Luke and chapter 15.
请我们打开手中的圣经，翻到路加福音的十五章。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Oh, what a happy day it is for us to be here.
今天是多么喜乐一天，大家能够又聚在一起了。
To gather around our Lord Jesus and love Him.
我们聚在主耶稣的周围，然后来敬拜他。
Now we're going to read from chapter 15. We're going to read firstly verses 1 and 2.
我们先读十五章的第一节和第二节。
We'll read them together.
我们一起来读。
Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eateth with them. So we got your picture now. The Lord Jesus is seated there.
所以我们现在可以想象一个图画哈，是主耶稣坐在那里。
And there's two groups around him.
他的周围呢有两群人。
One is called the tax collectors and the sinners.
一群人呢是我们叫他们是税吏，还有那些罪人。
And the others is called the Pharisees.
另外一组人呢，他们是法利赛人。
They were the religious people of the day.
他们是当时的那个宗教人士。
And they class themselves as superior.
他们呢认为自己是高人一等的一个群体。
And as you notice from your text, they even found fault with the Lord Jesus.
你可以从这个圣经可以看见，他们觉得就是自己好像比主耶稣还要
The fault they found was he has gone, he receives sinners and eats with them.
他们呢在挑主耶稣的毛病，他们认为呢主耶稣呢竟然跟这些罪人在一起坐席。
I think that's a wonderful quality.
我认为这是一个非常好的品质。
Because he received me.
因为这样呢他也能够接受我。
What about you?
那你们怎么样呢？
As Jesus received you.
耶稣也接受了你们。
And you come as a sinner to him.
你来到耶稣面前也是一个罪人。
So what the Lord Jesus does, he gives three parables actually here in chapter 15.
在十五章里，主耶稣给了我们三个比喻。
We're going to read one.
我们读其中的一个。
And it begins from verse 11.
这是从第十一节开始。
And let's read together right to the end of the chapter.Good for us, as we see, Paul the Apostle wrote to Timothy that we are to have reading and exhortation and doctrine. So that's part of our worship, reading.
提摩太书我们也提到说，让我们要经常的这个读圣经，这是非常重要的。我们从这个十一节。
Yeah. All right, begin at verse 11. Let's read
我们从十一小节开始，一直读到这一章的结尾，让我们一起来读。
He said,
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费金财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着他那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是上去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个故宫吧。”于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远， 他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲说，吩咐仆人说，把那制好的袍子拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听着作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓分尽了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，这一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
For many centuries, this story has been called the prodigal son.
在很多很多世纪，这个故事被称作一个 the prodigal son， 不知道该怎么。
But
浪子的比喻。
There are two sons here.
这里提到了两个儿子。
And we are meant to contrast and compare these two sons.
我们可以来把这两个儿子来做一个比较和对比。
And so what we want to do, we will first look at the story.
我们怎么做呢？我们来先看看这个故事。
And then we will see what our Lord was wanting to explain.
我们看看主怎么样来解释这样一个故事。
So the story is divided into two scenes.
这个故事呢，分为两个场景。
The first one,begins here in our verse 12 with a question or with a request. Sorry.
故事的开始呢是在第十二节那里有一个问题来开始。
You see, the younger son says, "Give me a portion."
这是一个要求来开始。这个小儿子说，父亲，请把该我属于我的那份产业分给我。
So what we must understand is that the eldest son in this biblical family was to be given double portion.
我们必须要记得的是，根据圣经的教导，在这个家庭里面呢，长子应该得到双份的产业。
So if there's two sons, two thirds will go to the elder.One third to the younger.
所以应该是三分之二是给长子，三分之一是给次子。
Now, as the Lord talking, this is an amazing thing that people consider.
主耶稣的意思就是说，这是人们呢认为说这个事情呢好像是很奇怪的一件事。
Because people know that if you ask your father for the inheritance while he's living.
人们认为呢，当这个父亲还在的时候，还健在的时候，你定要向他要这个遗产。
You are virtually saying to him, "Why don't you drop dead and give me the money?"
实际上就等于跟他说，你干嘛不去死啊？把我这份给我。
That's quite as an astounding thing.
这本身就是让人觉得很不可思议的，很令人惊讶的一件事。
And as these people are hearing this, they must have been shocked.
令人听到这些话的人可能会觉得很震惊啊。
But then, the second part of verse 12, it's even more astounding.
这个第十二节的后面一部分呢，可能让人更加是瞠目结舌啊，看到以后。
Because it says the father gave them his living.
这个父亲竟然同意了，说要给他这份。
Now, when you look at the culture here, It is an astounding thing the father should do that.
所以你看看当时的，你跟参考一下当时的他们这个习俗哈，父亲能够做出这种行为，真的是非常让人感到震惊。
You know, in Deuteronomy 21, it says, if you have a rebellious and stubborn son, you are to bring him to the elders.
在《生命记》的二十一章，他们提到说，如果你有这样一个悖逆的儿子的话，你要把他抓住，拿到那个长老面前。
And if he won't repent.You are to stone him to death.
如果他还是不愿悔改的话，你要用石头把他打死。
But this father, he gives his whole living.
这个父亲竟然把他的那个产业分给了他。
So you must understand that the land that they had was an inheritance to them from God.
你必须要明白，就是他们的那个产业，那些土地是从神那边继承下来的。
And we can read a story about a man in the Bible who would not give up his land.
我们也在圣经里可以读到说，有一个人他不愿意去放弃他的土地。
He was called Naboth. Naboth.
他的名字叫拿巴，拿巴。
And it was Jezebel.Who had him stoned to death to get the land?
Jezebel, 那个这个女王啊，那西底，她必须要把她用石头砸死，才能把她的土地从手里夺过来。
Look at this father. He must have mortgaged the land by some means.
这个父亲可能这个土地他是贷了款，把他才把他买过来的。
And liquidated all that he had and gave to the younger son.
他可能是把所有的东西都清算掉，然后呢把这个钱呢才变现给这个儿子。
And then we are told that not many days, the son, younger son, takes off.
上面就说过不了几天，这个儿子就拿着所有这些钱走了。
And the father is left now with great sorrow.
留下父亲在家里充满无限的悲哀啊。
It's one of the hardest things to bear. We call it rejected love.
这真的是令人很难以承受的一件事情。我们有时候我们把它叫做说啊，是被拒绝的爱。
And the father is left with a broken heart.
留下一颗父亲啊，有一个破碎的心。
And as the story goes on, of course, the younger son then he goes to live a life of.Pleasure and indulgence.
后面的描述呢，就是这个儿子出去以后呢，过着这个放荡不羁的生活。
And then a big famine comes. He's run out of money.
后来来了一场大的饥荒，他的钱用光了。
And then he goes and he gets a job feeding pigs.
他后来呢，就不得不去找了一份喂猪的工作。
For a Jewish person.That's an unthinkable thing.
对一个犹太人来说，喂猪是一件不可想象的事。
Ever go near pigs?
他们从来不会去接近猪这种东西。
So what happened is he even wanted to put his hand into the bucket and take food that he was giving to the pigs because he himself was starving.
到最后到了一个地步，他是。饿到一个程度，他想把喂猪的那个里面的那个猪食拿出来自己吃掉，因为过于的饿了。
And what eventually happened? He said to himself.
最后怎么样呢？他自己想。
In my father's house, the servants, my servants, they have bread to eat as much as they like.
在我父亲的家里，这些仆人们，他们真的是想吃什么就有什么。
They have three meals a day.
他们一天吃三顿饭。
And I am here starving to death.
但是我在这里每天真是饿得要死啊。
So what he does, he devises a plan. The younger son.
这个儿子呢，后来呢，他怎么样呢？他就有了一个想法。
He said, "I know what I'll do."
他说我知道该怎么做了。
I'll go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against you. Make me one of your hired servants.
我要回去找我的父亲，告诉他说，父亲，我 错了，我犯了罪，我回来你就把我当做一个仆人来用吧。
See, a hired servant didn't live in the father's house. He was in the town. He came each day.
这种雇工呢，他们是不住在父亲的房子里面的，他们住在别的地方，他们每天过来打工。
And he was given a daily wage.
每天呢，这个雇主来付他的工钱。
The son thought, well, I could never be restored to the father, but at least I can work for him and get a little money, and maybe pay back some son.
我可能永远也不可能回去做这个父亲的儿子了，但是至少说我可以去打一份工，每天他可以付我工钱，我可以活下来。
That's his thinking.
这是他所想的。
Now, what happened? He returned.
然后呢，他就回去了。
And as we read, the father sees him afar off.
我们读到说，父亲远远地看到他。
And the father ran.
父亲就跑过来。
Now, again.In the days of the Lord, that's an astounding thing.
再者呢，就是说在当时这种情况下呢，这种做法也是让人觉得非常惊奇的。
Because the father figure was very grave, very sober, and very objective.
当时呢，作为一个父亲是非常非常的严肃啊，非常有地位的身份。
But this father ran.
这个父亲呢，他跑过去。
And then.He saw his son.
然后呢，他看到他的儿子。
He embraced him and kissed him.
他就拥抱他，亲吻他。
And the boy was about to give out his restoration plan.
这个儿子呢，正要跟父亲讲讲他自己的想法。
He said, "And Father, I've sinned against you and heaven."
啊，父亲啊，我真的是啊，犯罪，我犯了罪。
But before he could complete.His restoration plan, the father said, Quick, bring the robe.
他还没有开始说他的想法呢，父亲就叫道，赶快把最好的袍子拿来。
The best robe.
把最好的袍子拿来。
Put it on him.
把它给他穿上。
Bring the ring.
把那个新项链拿来。
And bring the shoes.
把戒指和鞋都拿来。
Put them on him.
把给他穿上。
Whose would have been the best robe?
这个应该是最好的袍子。
It would have been the father's.
可能是这个父亲自己的。
The ring would have established that young man's authority.
这个戒指呢，可能会重新让这个儿子呢，得到这个儿子的身份。
And the shoes on his feet would have given him the dignity.
鞋子穿在他身上，让他恢复他的尊严。
What a restoration!
这是多么伟大的一件事。
But that's not all.
还不仅仅是这些。
He ordered you kill the fattened calf and make a feast.
他让仆人去把最肥的牛犊宰了啊，去做一场盛宴。
All the staff would have had a public holiday.
所有的人可能都放一天假。
They will all come now to the big feast.
他们都来参加这个宴会。
And everyone began to rejoice and be happy.
每个人都在欢喜快乐。
And he said, "For this my son was dead and is alive."
因为我的儿子本来死了，他现在又活过来了。
He was lost and he's found.
他丢掉了，但是他现在又找到了。
Now, what? That's the first scene of the story.
那是这个故事的第一个场景。
Now the second thing.
现在是来说第二个场景。
The younger brother was outside in the field.
这个
the older brother was outside in the field.
这个长子呢，他正在田里干活。
And he heard the music and the rejoicing.
他听到这里这个唱歌的声音啊，大家欢呼的声音。
So he kept near to the home.
他就走到近前来。
He saw a servant.
他看到一个仆人。
Come here.
他说你过来。
He said, "Tell me, what's all this about?"
他说怎么回事啊？出什么事了
？And he said, "Your father has killed the fattened calf."
说你父亲把那个肥牛犊给宰了。
And he's celebrating the return of your brother back to the home.
你弟弟回家了，他们正在庆祝呢。
Wow. When.The elder brother heard that.
这个老大听到这个 说法以后
He was angry.
非常的恼火
And he wouldn't go in.
他就不想进去。
Stayed outside.
他就一直要，我要待在外面。
And forced the father to come out to him.
他让这个父亲过来找他。
And the father came out.
父亲出来了。
And he put his finger in the face of his father.
他手指着父亲的脸。
He didn't even address him as father.
他甚至没有叫他父亲。
He said, "Look here."
说你看。
You
你看你
have killed the fatted calf.
你把最肥的牛犊都给宰了。
And not only that, you didn't give me one.
不仅是那样，你从来都没有给过我。
So you didn't even kill a goat, a small young goat for me.
你为我连一只最小的那个山羊你都没有宰过。
And not only that, I've always obeyed you.
我从来都是听你的命令。
And I've been slaving away and serving you.
我天天在这么辛苦的干活啊，去服侍你。
And the father said, "Son, all I have is yours."
父亲说，儿子啊，我这边所有的东西都是你的。
So shouldn't we be happy today?
我们今天不该欢喜快乐吗？
Because this your son, your brother, that was lost.
因为你弟弟他走丢了，现在他又回来了。
You see, there's the story.
故事就是这样。
Now what we want to do is look at it. And through this parable, the Lord Jesus will explain, I think I have just divided three things.
通过这个故事，主耶稣要给我们说什么呢？我把它总结出了三点。
He'll explain the Father.
解释了有关于父亲。
He'll explain what is sin.
解释了有关于罪的问题。
And then thirdly, he'll explain salvation.
也是解释了关于救赎的问题。
So let's have a look.
让我们看一下。
You see, the Lord Jesus Christ came to reveal the Father.
主耶稣来到世上是为了彰显父神。
We don't get the mention of God as Father until you come to the New Testament. You don't get the mention of God in the Bible as Father until you come to the New Testament.
你只有到新约中才能够看到说提到了关于父神的概念。
Because the Lord Jesus is the revealer of the Father.
因为主耶稣他把父神给彰显出来。
In John 14, he said,He who has seen me has seen the Father.
在约翰福音的十四章，耶稣提到说，看到我的人就会看到父。
John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one.
约翰福音十章十三节说，三十节说，我和父原为一。
You see, many people have this that a father is a very terrible ogre.A fearful thing to look at.
对很多人来说，父亲是一个很令人畏惧的一个概念。
But the Lord Jesus wanted to show the love, the grace, the mercy of the Father.
主耶稣呢，他向我们展示呢，是神的爱、神的恩典和怜悯的一面。
And that's what he does in this parable.
他在这个比喻里面就彰显了这一面。
Showing the Father that none of the sons love the Father.
他们看到说，在这里面，这两个儿子其实他们都不爱父亲。
The Father was just to them a means to an end to get their wealth and status.
这个父亲只是他们用来获得钱或者财产的一个途径。
So they just used.The goods of the father, but never had love for him.
他们只是在利用了父亲啊，但是从来没有真正去爱过他。
See how the Lord is showing us that every one of us has a responsibility to our heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣在这里向我们展示了说，我们每一个人其实对于在天上的父亲，我们都有这样一个亏欠。
These young men.Only loved themselves.
这两个年轻人，他们其实只爱他们自己。
Now what about you?
你们怎么样呢？
Are you using all the blessings that God has given you?
你在使用所有神在给你的祝福吗？
The blessings of health.
关于健康的祝福。
The blessings even of life.
神给你这个整个的生活生命。
And the blessings of even provisions of food.
神的供应啊。
But you only love the things. You don't love the one from whom they're coming.
但是你只是爱他给你的这些东西，你并不，并没有爱这些东西的来源。
So many people treat God like that.
很多人对待神就是这样一个态度。
God is only a means to an end, a selfish end.
上帝只是我们满足这个自私的需要的一个来源。
The father was disgraced by both sons.
他们真的是有损父亲的名，这两个儿子。
Because what a stigma in the whole neighborhood. What a terrible thing to happen to the father.
对，对于这个邻里士林来说，有这样两个儿子，真的是一件丢脸的事情。
All the neighbors would have spoken.
所有的邻居可能都会谈论这些事情。
Look at that man. Look what his son did.
看他的儿子做的事情。
What a terrible thing that his son. He must have been a bad father.
真的是有这样的儿子，这个父亲可能也不怎么样。
And so the father had to bear the disgrace and dishonor amongst all his neighbors.
所以，因为有这两个儿子，有可能这个父亲他的名声也会被羞辱。
And yet he was left rejected, wounded.
他被拒绝，被伤害。
But yet the father.Never allowed that to alter his love.
但是这些并从来没有说能够让这个父亲不再爱这个儿子。
The father went out to both sons.
这个父亲他还是爱这两个儿子。
He went out to the wayward son. He went out.
出去的啊，就是这个出去，走远离的这个儿子。
And he showed.Great love, grace, mercy.
他真的显现出了他那个爱、恩典和怜悯的那一面。
And to the other son,
对于另外一个儿子呢
the elder son,
这个老大呢
the father also went out to him.
这个父亲也是爱这个儿子。
But do you get the picture? Do you see the picture?
你知道是怎么回事吗
One.Responded to the love of the father.
一个人回应了父亲的爱。
But the other one didn't.
另外一个没有。
The younger came back with his restoration plan.
小儿子回来有个想法，他自己的想法。
He thought he could work off and get restored by his labors.
他可以觉得通过自己。为他做雇工，可以把这个欠的这个债给还掉。
But he didn't understand the love and grace of the father.
他并不能够理解作为一个父亲
so,
他的那种爱和恩典。
Yeah. That's the first thing we look.
这是我们看到的第一件事。
You know, a lot of people say, I don't want a father, a stern, a hard sort of person.
我有的人说就说我不想要一个父亲是那么死板那么严肃的父亲。
And it's very unfortunate because there is a church called Rome and they have depicted God as a very angry, revengeful person.
有一个教会，罗马教会，他们呢把神。描述出一种说非常愤怒的会这个会报复的这种。
So they produced a person in between, and it was a mother.
所以他们呢就造出了一个中间的一个人，就是说所谓的圣母。
They elevated this woman to a deity, that is to the height of God.
他们把这个人呢是圣母的神话，好像也像神一样这个高级。
We can see how radical.This understanding of the father is.
我们看到说这种在这里对这个父亲的这个理解是多么令人惊讶。
So, there is majesty, there's also mercy.
神是伟大的，神也是有恩典和怜悯。
We better move on now. Let's have a look at how the Lord Jesus uses this parable to explain sin.
我们看看主耶稣如何用这个比喻呢来解释罪的。
Well, it's.Very simple. We see the young man who went out and wasted his substance, parties, living women, whatever.
我们看到这个出走的小儿子呢，他出去以后，把所有的钱都花在什么聚会啊、啊娼妓啊，花在这些事情上。
And we can all say, yeah, that's sin.
我们可以说啊，这确实是罪。
Truly it is.
当然，这确实是罪。
But also, the younger son.
我们看
sorry, the elder son.
这个长子。
He stood up there and was angry.
他站在那儿，非常的生气。
Why was he angry?
为什么他生气呢?
Why do you get angry?
你会生气吗?
He was angry that this brother, and he didn't call him my brother.
他生气了，他都不愿意去叫那个弟弟，叫他为弟弟。
He said to his father, "This your son."
他跟那个父亲说，你看你的儿子。
As far as he was concerned, he wasn't even a brother to him.
他自己觉得说这个，他都不愿意叫他为弟弟。
Said this your son has wasted your living with prostitutes.
他说你的儿子把你的这些财产都跟那些娼妓给用掉了。
And truly, that is sin.
确实，他确实是犯罪。
But look at this elder son.
看看这个长子的。
Now, both of the sons.They only use the father to get what they want.
两个儿子都是利用他们的父亲得到他们想要的东西。
They both wanted to control the father by their own standards.
他们呢都想用自己的这个标准呢来控制这个父亲。
Both of them publicly disgraced their father.
两个人都是公开让他的父亲啊丢脸。
And yet, what we find is the younger son was ready to acknowledge his sin.
但是我们可以看到呢，这个小儿子呢，他已经预备好要去承认他自己犯罪。
But the elder son said, "I've never disobeyed you."
但是这个长子怎么说呢？他说，我从来都没有违背过你。
And though the father invited him into the feast.
这个父亲呢，请他呢一起进来呢参加这个宴会，他都不愿意进去。
What was the reason?
为什么呢
？It was his own goodness that kept him out of the feast.
这是因为他自己所谓的那个好，那个义，
what is,
阻挡了他进去参加这个宴会。
What is keeping you from Christ today?
今天是什么样的东西阻挡你？来接近我们的耶稣呢
Is it your own goodness?
是你自己的良善吗
This is the sin of sins.
那是最终之罪
We call it self-righteousness.
我们叫它自以为义
Because it's based upon pride.
因为它的根基是你心中的骄傲
You see, we have this moral conformity.
你知道我们对于道德我们都有一个认同
I do what I'm told I do what I'm told
我总是按照啊你说的来做
I behave myself
我自己也是规规矩矩
And now God must accept me Now God must accept me
啊所以呢神现在肯定会接受我的接纳我的
Because of my morality and my uprightness
因为我道德高尚行为正直
and many people think that God owes them
很多人觉得好像神欠他的东西
and they can't work it out when something goes wrong in life
当生活中发生一些变故的时候他们就搞不清楚
why did God do this
为什么神要这么对我
I was a very good person
我一直都是非常好的人
I was kind to my neighbor
我对周围的邻里也非常的好
I didn't steal anything
我也没有偷什么东西
Why has God allowed this to happen to me
为什么神允许这样的事情发生在我身上
and many people even say there's no God
哦，还有的人甚至就说根本就没有神
See I tried to serve God
我尝试过啊去服侍神
I tried to improve my life and be nice to others
我想就是改变自己让自己对别人更好
and that's the problem it was his goodness that kept him out
这就是他的问题所在，是他自己所谓的良善使他进不去神的家。
That's what the Lord Jesus is trying to say.
这就是主耶稣想说的这个事情。
That it may be your self-righteousness which is the sin you will not repent of.
你的自以为意说不定就是这个你还没有去认的这个罪。
Have you seen yourself as a hell deserving and a hell bound sinner?
你有没有意识到说自己本来是应该去到地狱里的，而且正向着地狱走去的一个罪人？
Apart from Christ, that's what you are.
如果没有基督的话，那就是你的归宿。
But that's why the Lord Jesus shows us this parable. It's such a radical change and difference from what the religion of the day was.
这就是主耶稣给我们用这个比喻呢，让我们看到一个非常非常巨大的变化，和当时的宗教的所教育导人们的那个东西完全不一样。
The bad are brought in, and the good are kept out.
坏人可以进来，但是好人却不能让他进来。
Remember, the Lord has a company of tax gatherers and sinners and Pharisees.
记得主耶稣周围有法利有税吏和罪人，也有法利赛人。
How the Lord Jesus uses the parable to reach down into the heart and life.
我们可以看到吗？主耶稣是怎样用这些比喻呢，来让这些人能够听懂他想说的话。
Okay, let's move on.
We
better explain now. The Lord Jesus uses this parable to explain salvation.
我们刚才又提到说，主耶稣也用这样一个比喻呢，来解释救赎。
First thing we notice is the initiating love of the father.
我们第一件注意到的事情是什么呢？就是这个父亲对儿子的这个他自己自发的这种爱。
It's the belly was the only thing that brought the boy home.
这个儿子回到家的唯一的原因是他的肚子，是他的肚子饿了。
I remember brother.Brother, wait, wrong. Anyway, our dear brother was in Nanjing. He was the head medical director of the hospital. Brother Ding, that's it.
Ding 弟兄以前是在南京的一个医院的。
And because of his Christian faith, he was arrested.
因为他的这个基督信仰，他后来被抓起来了。
And he was put in a very, very small prison.
把他放在一个非常狭小的一个监狱里面。
And he was.They starved him.
让他在里面饿着。
And then in every day they bring you out for interrogation. That is, to train, he had to change from being a Christian to be a communist.
每天他们就把他带出来审问他，要把他就是说从一个基督徒要把他改造成一个共产主义者。
And he used to say, the worst thing I suffered was hunger.
他说说我经历的最难受的事情就是饿。
If they beat me, it doesn't matter.
如果他们打我的话，问题不大。
But hunger is a terrible thing to suffer.
但是饥饿真的是一件非常可怕的事情。
So that's what brought this boy home.
正是因为这种饥饿，让这个儿子他回家了。
But remember, it was the father who went out to the son.
要记得是这个父亲。出去去接这个儿子。
I want to bring that home to us. I want to bring that point home to us.
我要把这个东西这一点呢，我们要真的是，我们要拿过来。
Every one of us is here this morning because of the love of the Father.
今天早上在座的每一个人来到这里，都是因为天父的爱。
Maybe this is the first time you're hearing or you've been here.
你在想哈，如果这是第一次你过来到这个地方。
But it's the love of your heavenly Father that has brought you.
这是我们在天上的父，他把你带到这里。
You know, the Lord Jesus said these words, speaking, Matthew, sorry, John chapter 15, verse 16.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
And he said, You have not chosen me, but I.
chosen you.
主耶稣说，你没有拣选我，是我拣选了你。
And First John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us.
约翰福音也说，我们爱他，因为他先爱了我们。
If God waited for our love, we would never be saved.
如果神本来只等着我们先去爱他的话，那么我们永远没有机会得救。
Because by nature we love sin.
因为我们人的自然的本性是我们喜欢犯罪。
But it's God's love that reached us.
是神的爱摸到了我们。
In the person of our Lord Jesus.
在借着主耶稣。摸到了我们。
That's the first thing about salvation.
这是有关于救赎的第一件事情。
The second thing we want to see is what does it mean to be found and lost?
救赎的关于救赎的第二个方面是有关于丢失和被寻到是怎么回事。
You see, God, the Father, put that robe.On his own, on the son, returning son.
我们看到这个，父亲把这个袍子披在了这个回家的儿子身上。
Covered all his past.
他就是把他所有的过去都包裹起来。
And restored him.
遮盖起来。
To the love of his father.
让他又重新回到了这个父亲的爱的怀抱里。
So that's why we use the word grace.
这就是为什么我们要用这个有关于恩典这个词。
The son never earned it.
这个东西，儿子从来没有去把它给赚回来。
The son never deserved it.
儿子也从来都不配这个东西。
It was a sheer love and grace.
这是纯粹的，仅仅是父亲的爱和恩典。
But we look at the other son, the elder son.
我们看看这个长子。
And he.Was so self-righteous. He said, "I've always obeyed."
他是多么骄傲！他说我从来都是顺服你。
And of course, he compares himself with other people.
他也用自己跟其他人相比。
And he hasn't done anything wrong.
他从来没有干过什么不好的事情。
And that's why, as we said, his goodness is keeping him out.
这就是为什么我们说他的那个义使他不能够进到父亲的房间。
But as good as he is, he falls into a fit of temper.
知道他说他自己很好，但是我们看到他这里也发了脾气。
He gets angry with his father.
他对他的父亲非常愤怒。
You see, this poor elder son didn't know he was lost.
这个可怜的长子他不知道他自己也丢失了。
What about you?
你呢？
What's your Christianity like?
你自己的这个整个的信仰是什么一个情况呢？
When something upsets you or didn't go the way you wanted,
如果有发生什么事情让你生气或者不是你本身所想的那个方式，
Then you get angry and get into a temper.
你就会生气，就会发脾气。
And you begin to be judgmental and accuse other people.
你就开始去论断，去指责别人。
Because he said, that son of yours, he's been with the prostitutes.
他说，他跟父亲说，你看你这个儿子，他跟娼妓混在一起。
How did you know that?
你怎么知道的？
Well, I must be someone came and reported to him.
可能是有人来告诉了他。
You know that your brother, you know what he's been doing.
你知道你弟弟在干什么。
And so he's already had his own mind made up.
所以他自己脑子里边已经形成了他自己的一个想法。
And not only that, the elder brother feels threatened.
那不仅是如此，这个长子呢，他也觉得自己受到了威胁。
Because he's been in charge of everything.
因为他本来是管所有的这些东西的。
And if this son is brought back, I'll lose my power.
如果这个小儿子回来了，我可能会失掉自己的这个权力。
See, a lot of our service, whether it be for God or whoever, is self-based and selfish ends.
我们很多的服事，不管是为神还是其他的，我们心里其实都是为了自己，或者是为了出于自己。
That's why.We fall into fits of temper and anger with others.
这就是为什么我们经常会对其他人呢，就是有这个发生气、发脾气。
And you see this elder brother, he was very insecure.
这个长子呢，我们看他其实心里很没有安全感。
He was never sure of his father's love.
他对父亲对他的二人的爱呢，从来不是很确定。
And he said, "You never gave me even a young goat to rejoice with my friends."
他说你从来都没有为我去宰过一个小的羊，去让我跟我的朋友一起去吃喝。
How many people are insecure?
有多少人他们心里并没有安全感？
Do you know of the love of the Lord Jesus?
你明白耶稣基督的爱吗？
His love is an impartial love.
他的爱不是只有部分的。
He doesn't love us because we're better than others.
他爱我们 并不是认为说我们比其他人更好。
He set his love upon us in eternity.
他把对我们的爱放在永恒。
And that was before we could perform anything.
在我们还没有做什么的时候他就已经这样做了。
We have to understand the love of the Lord.
我们必须要去理解主对我们的爱。
When the Lord Jesus in Matthew 11 was speaking,
在马太福音十一章中，主耶稣这么说。
He just said, "Father, you have revealed these things to the babes. Revealed these things to babes."
哦，他说父啊，请你把这些事情去显现给这些婴儿、婴孩去看。
Why would he do that?
有人说啊，为什么要这样做？
And it says these words, "Even so, it seemed good in your sight."
他说，即使是这样的话，本意本是如此。
God is the one who knows every heart.
神洞察每一个人的心。
And yet, His love is poured out incessantly upon us.
他把他的爱倾倒在我们的身上。
But many of us are so proud we do not understand it.
但我们中间有很多人，我们是如此的骄傲，我们真的是无法去理解这一点。
And therefore we miss out on His great love.
这样的话呢，我们很可能就错过了神给我们的爱。
You see, many people want to connect to God by that means.
我们看到很多人想用他的自己的办法呢去跟神连接。
That's our human default mode.
这是我们人的一个扭曲的一个做法。
We always want to do something.
我们总是要做一点什么事情。
And we want to do it so we can earn a blessing or some favor from God.
我们做了这个事情呢，我们可能就能挣到神给我们的祝福。
But we only do it.So we can control God.
我们这么做呢，我们借着这么做呢，我们就可以控制神。
Now let's move on, and I want to come to the last thing now of the explanation of salvation.
让我们看看有关于对救赎的解释的最后一部分。
And I call it the cost of acceptance.
我把它称作为领受的、接受的代价。
Now you might say, the younger son.Didn't cost him anything.
你可能会说，这个小儿子，他，你看他，什么也没有付出。
The father just lavished everything upon the son, no cost, free.
这个父亲简直就是免费的，什么代价都不用的，把所有的东西都给他了。
But it did cost.
但是，他真的没有付出任何东西。
Because the Lord Jesus, in the parable, the father said this.
在这个比喻中，我们看到父亲对长子说：“他说，儿子，我所有的东西都是你的。”
So you see, the father's task and everything was the elder son.
所以你看到这些什么肥牛犊啊，其实都是长子的。
So someone had to pay.
这个长子。
Someone had to pay.
哦，就是说。有的人就必须付出代价的。
Now remember, this is the third parable the Lord spoke.
这是主所说的第三个比喻。
The first one was a lost sheep.
第一个比喻是有关于一个迷丢失的羊。
The good shepherd went out and found it.
好的牧人出去寻找这个羊。
The second one was a lost coin.
第二个是丢失的一个钱币。
And the lady swept and swept until she found it.
这个妇人扫啊扫啊，最后她找到这个钱币。
But here,
那这里呢？
We see a lost younger son.
我们看到一个出走的小儿子。
And no one went out.
没有人出去找他。
You see, the Lord Jesus is showing that this younger son really didn't have a true elder brother.
所以主耶稣要给我们看，就说其实这个作为弟弟呢，他真的也没有一个非常好的真正的哥哥。
Because if he was a true elder brother, he would have said, "Father, I know your heart is broken."
如果这个真是个真是他的哥哥的话，这个哥哥会跟父亲说：“父亲，我知道你很伤心。”
I'll go out and I'll find my younger brother.
我要替你出去去找这个弟弟。
And whatever it costs me, I'll pay and I'll bring him home.
不管我付出任何代价，我都要出去找到他，把他带回来给你。
But you see, in the story, this poor younger boy didn't have a true elder brother.
所以你看看这个故事里面，这个可怜的弟弟，其实他的哥哥对他也不怎么样。
But you and I, we have a true elder brother.
但是你和我，我们都有一个真正的兄长。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "But our Lord Jesus is not ashamed." Call us.
在希伯来书的二章十一节中说，主耶稣并不羞愧于叫我们为弟兄。
We have a true elder brother.
我们有一个真正的我们的兄长。
He never went into a far country to look for us.
因为他
He never went into a far country to look for us.
他从来没有到那个最远的荒野去寻找我们。
But he left heaven and came down to this earth to pursue us.
但是他离开了天上的天堂，离开了天上，下降到这个地上来寻找我们每个人。
And he never paid with his wallet.
他从来没有掏出钱包来付钱。
But he paid with his own life.
但是他付出了他自己整个的生命。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was stripped naked and hung on a cross.
主耶稣后来被赤身裸体挂在十字架上。
So you and I could be clothed in the robe of His righteousness.
他这样做是为了让我们能够在他的公义里面能够穿上我们自己的袍子。
And you know the only time.That Jesus prayed and never called God his father.
你知不知道在圣经里，主耶稣唯一一次祷告的时候，没有去称呼天父的时候
，was on the cross.
是在十字架上的时候。
Jesus said these words.
耶稣这么说。
My God,
我的神，我的神。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
你为什么要离弃我？
Because at that moment Jesus was not being treated as a son.
在那一刻的时候，主耶稣其实神天父并没有把他当作他的儿子。
Jesus was being treated as if he were a sinner.
那个时候在天父的眼中，主耶稣是被当作一个罪人。
And he was bearing in his body our sin.
他肩负着我们所有人的罪在他的身上。
And though he was despised and rejected of men,
他被人离弃。
Yet his love for you was to suffer and die.
但是他对你的爱就是他承受的苦难并为我们而死。
Shall we pray?
我们低头祷告。
Our loving Lord Jesus,
爱我们的主耶稣。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
That you are our elder brother.
你因为你是我们的真正的兄长。
And we thank you that you've come from heaven.
我们感谢你从天父那里来。
To seek and save that position.
来寻找我们这帮失散的灵魂。
We pray for everyone here.
主啊，我们今天为在这里的每一个人祷告。
They might realize.
他们可能会意识到。
The great cost you pay to recover.
你为寻找我们、救我们所付出的巨大的代价。
And to restore us to our.
你把我们带回到天父的面前。
Now we ask this in your name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。
Thank you.